listener production.
Hey, it's Amy Ross with you. A small field will be hitting the track today for the Albury Gold Cup. Just 11 runners will battle it out in the $200,000 feature race. Meantime, to celebrate what is one of Albury's biggest calendar events, the New South Wales government has granted local workers a half-day public holiday. Albury Business Connect's Glenn Robinson says businesses have mixed feelings about the holiday.
Some businesses actually take that holiday and use it to reward staff, and that's a great thing because it supports our local community. Other businesses find it difficult because their normal trading hours get disrupted. So you've really got a split set of ideals when it comes to this particular day in our year.
With the federal budget around the corner, Regional Cities Victoria has got an ask for Canberra. It wants a guarantee that 25% of all infrastructure funding set aside for Victoria will be spent on projects outside of Melbourne. After money was pulled from the Hume Freeway intersection upgrade up Wodonga, Chair Shane Sawley says Regional Victoria deserves to have a quarter of the funding.
We know one in four people live in regional Victoria that make up the population of Victoria, and only around 10% of the funding that comes from the federal government to the state makes its way to regional Victoria. We don't think that's good enough, and we're asking for 25% commitment.
And the Victorian Ombudsman has tabled another social housing complaint handling report. Deborah Glass says the system isn't working, and it's affecting Victorians right across the region.
So nearly 2 years ago, I reported on Victoria's social housing complaint system, and I said at the time that it wasn't working to the point people felt their health and safety was put at risk. And I made a number of recommendations there, and this is essentially a report card on what has happened since then.
The Border-based Brad Jones Racing Team has been busy at Melbourne's Albert Park for the Australian Grand Prix, despite leading the first supercars practice. Macaulay Jones finished 20th in last night's race.